are the chosen people. We've come to stake our claim. We are the sleeping giants, awakened by your hate. You've torn us and beat us down. We stand here before you. Desire unshaken, the strength of the nation enraged. Yeah, we will not back down. We will not be silent.
Greetings to one and all. Chisler here for an ATS podcast. Currently unable to access this site, so I thought no time like the present to put together another podcast and see what we can come up with. So anyone who is tuning in, I appreciate you listening, and hopefully I'm not completely boring for the next 15 or 20 minutes. I'm searching for a topic to talk about here tonight, and I thought we'd have a bit of a movie night, and I'd give a few reviews on a few movies that I've seen over the last week. Work on that's been pretty tiring as of late, so when I've been getting home in the evenings, I've been searching for a good movie to watch, and over the past week, I've come across both good and bad, so I thought I'd share some thoughts with you guys on this. About a week ago, I was in the mood for a good scare, so I picked up The Strangers and M. Night Shyamalan's The Happening, and I watched the two of those one evening, and a complete disappointment. I watched The Strangers first, and I thought the premise of the film was excellent. I thought it could have been very good, but it wasn't. The acting in it was atrocious. The writing, I thought, was a joke, and just the filming of it, I thought it was a complete disaster. And I'm typically sold on these little slasher films and little scary movies, but this one was just bad from start to finish. Films like this are typically about 90 minutes in length, and 45 to 50 minutes into it, you were still building and building, and it was getting to the point where you're just looking at your watch thinking, are they ever going to get to it? And, well, they just don't. So I thought this was a terrible film, and I was really disappointed. It's kind of funny that after I turned it off and I was watching some TV, a preview of this had come on the television, showing that it was on DVD at the moment. And after having watched how bad the film was, I thought the preview still looked excellent. And after watching it, I was just like, I was reminded as to why I thought it was going to be a good film. But yeah, this is one of those that, you know, the preview looks amazing, but the film just does not deliver whatsoever. Thought it was terrible. I will give it a 3.5 out of 10, and that's being generous. I think Liv Tyler's name being associated with this film gave it a little bit of credibility, but no, I thought her acting was terrible. As for M. Night Shyamalan's The Happening, I really tried to like this film. I'm a fan of his work, and I was really excited for it. Again, I think the preview for this is very strong, and I think he has a dedicated fan base, so no matter what he puts out, I think that it's going to be met with both thumbs up and down, because I believe he has a dedicated fan base, and I believe he has his critics. And I have liked his work on this one. I think some people aren't going to like it because of the writing. And again, some of the writing I thought was very bad. Not so much the premise of the film or what was really happening, but some of the dialogue was just confusing, and I'm not really sure why he went there with it. I mean, I can only presume that it was intentional, but some of the dialogue that was extended for several minutes in certain scenes was just, I mean, and it was one of those things my girlfriend had noticed it and mentioned it to me, and as soon as she said it, I was just, it was kind of unbearable. I think there's a 2 or 3 minute run where this random guy just talks about hot dogs, and it's just, some of the dialogue that I think really minimized the film really had nothing to do with the plot, and it just seemed so unnecessary. But I thought Mark Wahlberg was decent in it. But again, it wasn't great. It was certainly better than The Strangers, but I mean, I would have been hard-pressed to find a film that I felt was worse than The Strangers on that night. Out of 10, I'd give it a 6. And again, that's being, I would say, generous. But, again, it's one of those ones, if you like M. Night's work, I would certainly give it a watch, as I think he's an excellent filmmaker. One of his best, definitely not, but I would say worth the watch. A few days later, again, I had picked up some more movies. I've been running through Blockbuster like crazy, and I picked up 3 on this night, and these 3 I will touch on now. The first one I watched that night was Stop Loss, has Ryan Phillippe and Channing Tatum in it. This film was excellent. Stop loss is a military term that basically allows the government to keep sending their troops overseas even after they've fulfilled their obligation. And I think it's a great film. And one of the kind of tags I've read on this is it's not anti-war, it's kind of pro-soldier. And I think that's a great way of putting it. I thought the acting in this was great, the writing was great, direction was great. I really could find nothing wrong with this film. I think it's a great overview of the mindset of these kids that are fighting overseas, both while they're over there and when they return. And I think the lack of care that they're both given and or awarded is sorely lacking. And I think that the trouble you see them getting into, which again is a bit of a generalization, but it does exist, it kind of touches on that. And just the impact that both fighting over there and then returning, how it impacts them. And it really is a good overview of the soldiers are fighting overseas. Again, this coming from a man who's not in the military, so certainly not going to try to hide that fact. But, you know, speaking as an outsider, I thought it was a very good film, and I thought it was very informative of what these men and women are going through. So, from both a learning experience and a film experience, I thought it was great. I'll say 8.5, maybe even 9 out of 10, which is certainly a very strong score. After watching that, I thought it was good to lighten the mood a little bit, and I watched Forgetting Sarah Marshall, a good comedy. Richard Roper was quoted, and it's on the back of the DVD, which was a huge selling feature for me, that it was one of the funniest bleeping films of all time. So when I noticed that, I'm a bit of a Richard Roper guy. I appreciate his reviews, and I listen to what he has to say quite a bit, even if I disagree sometimes. But I tend to go with movies that he gives high praise to, so I really picked this up with the impression that it was going to be laugh-out-loud hilarious from start through finish. It was not. It had some moments that I thought were banging on my knee funny. And it was a good film, but I think that was a bit of an overstatement on his part. But definitely worth the watch. If you are picking it up, I wouldn't expect to be blowing it any stitches out of your side. But it's one of those films that I don't really go for comedies that I may chuckle at throughout. And I find no storyline or no plot. This has both. You have some good laughs, and it's actually a decent film. So, out of 10, I would give that, as a film, I'd give it a 7 out of 10. As a comedy, maybe even an 8.5. So, I certainly wouldn't classify it with Knocked Up and Old School and 40-Year-Old Virgin, some of those comedies that we've seen in recent years, but it is better than most. And the third film that I'd watched this evening, it was a busy one. Was Chapter 27. It's really an overview of Mark David Chapman and the build-up to that fateful December 8, 1980 day where he had assassinated John Lennon. As any member who is familiar with me of the board is aware, I'm a big John Lennon guy. I'm typically wearing a John Lennon avatar. And, you know, I'd actually kind of considered even giving 2 hours of my life to watching this film. Is a big problem I have with this. I mean, John was assassinated because of who he was and what he had to say. And Mark Chapman, the man that he was, he kind of decided to live in infamy as opposed to obscurity. And he picked John because he was famous and he wanted to make a name for himself. So any movie or book or television show, whatever, that is emphasizing Mark Chapman is really only giving him exactly what he wanted and reinforcing why John was killed in the first place, which I really, really oppose. With that said, I did rent the film, and I did watch it, and I am torn on this. I think Jared Leto, or Leto, or I hear it pronounced so many different ways. I thought he was very, very, very good in the film. I think he gained something like 70 pounds for the role, so he was certainly dedicated. And again, the acting was good. And if you're looking, if you're renting this, expecting a great movie experience, you know, a really exhilarating, it's not that. It's just kind of an overview of who Mark Chapman was and kind of what he experienced in the days leading up to that fateful trip to New York in early December of 1980. And really kind of gives you an experience of what had happened from his point of view, and you kind of really see some of his quirks and his insecurities and touches on that. As a film, I found it boring at times. I really wasn't told anything or shown anything that I didn't already know. And really just having to follow this guy around for a few days before he killed John Lennon was somewhat irritating. So, again, I didn't enjoy the film, but I think it's one of those things that, you know, people put the time in to make. And even though it is going against my belief that this is reinforcing the reason why John was killed, I did give it a watch. And, you know, out of 10, maybe a 6.5, maybe a 7. Just because of what it was. I mean, it wasn't meant to be a hugely entertaining film. It was kind of an analysis of Mark Chapman's state of mind and where he was during that. But, yeah. So you gotta really approach this film for what it is. Kind of funny, not really though, but throughout the film, there was a moment where my girlfriend kind of looked at me and said, I kind of feel bad for him, and allowed him to be victimized, and I just kind of looked, and she knew right away, and she was like, oh, I'm just kidding, and yeah, even after watching it, and you can hear all the sad stories you want about this man, I feel no sympathy for this man whatsoever. And as a person who's typically soft on crime, I truly hope this man is never, ever released from prison. I think he should spend the rest of his days there. It was kind of like watching the Titanic even more. I knew what was going to happen. You know the ship's going down, but in those moments leading up where he's pacing back and forth on the sidewalk, I'm just kind of thinking to myself, please, just, you know, and he was kind of even saying to himself, you know, just get in a cab and go home, just get in a cab and go home. And, but we all know how that plays out. So yeah, that was that night. Definitely a better evening than the previous with The Strangers and The Happening. Best one of the night was by far Stop Loss. Great film, and I definitely recommend it. Last night I actually picked up two more, one of which I've not gotten to see yet, which is The Cleaner. I think it's an independent film. Hasn't really been promoted too much, but Samuel L. Jackson's in it. It seems like it's going to be a good film. I think it was a director selection at the Toronto Film Festival. So I'm excited for it. But what I did watch last night was, and I believe it's called The Lazarus Project, with Paul Walker. Again, a great film. Again, I think it might be another independent. I haven't heard too much about it, but when I read it last night, you know, I thought it seemed really good. Good writing, great acting, and it kind of kept you on the edge of your seat, you know. There was no huge twists throughout it, but, you know, from start to beginning, it was a good film, and it's kind of one of those ones where, you know, it kind of reminded me of Vanilla Sky a little bit. You know, I'm not really sure exactly what's happening in the moment, but, you know, you're confident that by the end it will kind of piece it together, which it does. It does it very well. And, you know, Paul Walker being in it sold it a little bit. I think some of his films as of late have been very effective. Running Scared was a good one of his. And, you know, I thought this was another great film. I wouldn't put it up against Stop Loss. I think Stop Loss was better, but I think it was pretty close. Out of 10, I'll give it an 8, which is a good score. And to get a 9.5 or a 10 from this guy, you would have to be talking about a Godfather. But, no, definitely a good film, and I'm excited to see what comes of The Cleaner, and I think it's going to be a good one. So with that, those are a couple movie reviews from myself. Hopefully it hasn't been too boring. If you are a movie guy and you have seen any of these films and you agree and or disagree, feel free to let me know. If these reviews were helpful, if you end up watching one of these or not renting and or buying one of these because of what I've had to say, please let me know. I appreciate any input and feedback. So I appreciate you listening. And after I watch a few more newer or old films, maybe I'll put another one out and add some more reviews, because watching films is one thing that I love to do. It's kind of a good way to get yourself out of the moment and just kind of wind down some evenings and not focus on everything else that's happening out there. So again, thank you for listening, and you all have a good one. Thank you. We are not ashamed of what we have inside.